Welcome, everyone, to the Your Energy First podcast. I'm your host, Emily Marie, and it is such a pleasure to have you here today to co-create with you in this space and to talk about all things your energy. We are in this season of transformational shift. This means we go from being comfortable, confident in our surroundings, to aware, to creating even more impactful change in our lives. And that does not mean you have to burn everything down to restore it. Although some people do that. I've done that at certain points in my life. And it can always be easy. So there are three main phases or aspects to energy work at a very high level, and we're going to cover those today. Because when you understand this aspect of energy work, it helps you get a better vision of where you're at and how this can help you grow and expand to your best life. Now, your life may already be incredible. It may be incredible and you have a longing for something. It may be incredible, but you have this nudge that there's something else out there for you. The three main aspects for energy work or energy healing work are, first, this aspect of energy that runs in the background for us. It's this aspect that no matter where we're at, good, bad, indifferent, intuition, energy healing work is always, always supporting you. It's when you throw up a prayer and get an answer. It's when you decide, oh, I want to learn a little bit about manifestation, and you manifest something. It's when you get the nudge and you follow the nudge and things work out for you. It's when your spirit guides or spirit team intervene, as they've done for so many of us, very strongly. You say, whoa, I don't know where that came from, but I'm going to listen to it. The second version of this is energy healing. Healing happens in so many different ways, an abundance of ways. More ways than you and I could ever put pen to paper. From a simple nature walk to a group therapy session to an individual container that supports uniquely you to a conversation one. Maybe you take a course on some specific aspect of your life you're looking to shift. Maybe healing for you is actually seeing an energy practitioner or a type of practitioner where, of course, as we all know, energy is involved because it always is. It can be in your own meditation. It can be in your own self-practice, in a retreat, in the art that you create in your life, dance, writing, poetry, speaking, moving, creating with food, creating visual arts, body work, woodwork, other types of movement, totally unlimited. The third part of energy work and energy healing is your creativity and your greater expansion. And everybody's expansion and bigness. And bigness, when I say that, I mean your wholeness, your feeling fulfilled inside and out, that all aspects of your life align. And even if there's something challenging in your life happening, you have the tools, you have the support, you have the people around you that you need because you've cultivated this. And all versions of that. That's the creation part with energy. It's the part where you align with your soul, with your higher self, with source, and say, I want to set the intention for an incredible day today, for an immaculate day today, for clarity, for positive surprises, for support, for clean and clear intuition. I set the intention that my partner and I have an incredible lovemaking session together. I set the intention, clarity I need for XYZ. You are now in consciousness. You are a creator of your life, always. Now it's just in a way that lets you know you can do this anytime for anything. Help me find the right recipe for healthy banana bread. Help me understand my part in the greater healing that is happening in our world. Because each and every one of us has a different part in all of this. And it's not all going to look the same, not even close. In the Intuitives Toolkit, which is the monthly membership, we work with you on the expansion part, aspects of the healing part, to really help you bloom in a self-guided, supportive way, supporting your spiritual autonomy. Because your energy is so unique, because you're energetic, your spiritual background is actually unique. I'm not even talking about the one that's on this earth plane. I found it ironic that one of the first activations, you know, the activation is the third part, the consciousness of this all, was discovering who one of the goddesses is as a part of your spirit team. So there is God energy, goddess energy, from the sense of not what we would traditionally think of God in the religious sense, but in these energies that have cultivated an incredible source of kind, thoughtful, moving power. When I say power, power in the sense of an awareness that is for the highest good. So the initial session for Intuitives Toolkit was helping you discover a goddess that is on your spirit team. Some of you may have more than one. This is very tangible. This is very real. We get down to brass tacks. So you can go through the process to self-discover, because we teach you how to be empowered in this journey. This is the third part. You're empowered. Step three, you're empowered. Even in step two, you're empowered. And you say, I'm creating this experience. I would like to know who, which goddess or goddesses are on my spirit team right now, helping me. And it's really fun. And then it just becomes this extra joy, piece of knowledge in the background about you that you get to know, that's going to send you little signs and symbols maybe once or twice a year, maybe more depending on what it is you're going through. And then you also get to use the activations, the affirmations, to help you really shape your life's experience. An experience that wants you to feel very calm and grounded and content. Now imagine you have that trifecta. How happy and at peace are you going to be? How satisfied are you going to feel? Very, with all of those things. So those are the three aspects of energy work. Step one, or phase one, is the passive. It comes through when it comes through. Phase two is you realize you're a unique individual in this world. You have choice. And you begin to unlearn, to relearn your life. And everybody's version of that is totally different. Phase three, the guides are chiming in here. You go bonkers and start creating the incredible life you desire to experience. The other thing is in phase three, healing still happens. You still will consciously have a conversation with someone, an expert hired a dear loved one, maybe simply with your spirit team and guides, maybe all three. And you say, you know, I've noticed this feeling coming up. I've noticed this pattern coming up. It doesn't feel right. Feels out of alignment with my energy. I want to process this. I want to repattern it. I want to heal it. And that's what you do. The other thing is by living your life in this new, more aligned way. When I say aligned, it's by being activated with your light, inner light, with your intuition, and making decisions from that place versus how you've been taught versus traditional methods. This is how we're going to change the world, is by listening to our intuition and actioning it. So now you heal by living the life that feels so good and true to you in alignment. The joy in all of this is that this starts to become very fun, very easeful, very joyful. Even amongst the challenges that we will continue to work through head on in alignment, not just by yourself now, but with powerful, loving forces of energy right with you. And that's phase three, you being fully activated in your power. Thank you for being all of you in this world, the light and the shadow. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to hit the follow and subscribe button. And as always, you can join other light-minded souls on Instagram. You can find me at emilymarie.energy or in the free Facebook group. The links are in the show notes. Bye. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal spiritual journey towards inner peace, inner calm, developing your intuition, and inner wisdom. I am not a psychologist, financial advisor, or a medical doctor, and do not offer any professional health, financial, or medical advice. If you are suffering from any psychological, financial, or medical conditions, please seek help from a qualified professional.